You're listening to His Time. It is Monday, September 21st, 7:44 Central Time. It is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners from way up north in Henny, Minnesota.
Well, a blessed Monday morning to you there at Lutheran Island Camp, I believe, correct?
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. It's about 65 acres. It is out on an island on the east part of this huge lake, and you take this little road to get out to it, and there's about 140 pastors out here from the Minnesota North District, and we're talking about speaking God's word in the public square and in the legislative process, especially with this stuff that's going on with transgenderism and other areas. How do you deal with some of these life science issues in the public square? So I talked yesterday for about an hour and 20 minutes on in the public square, examining the scriptural basis. And what I basically did was to use biblical narratives for that kind of a thing, how the patriarchs in the Old Testament and the kings and then, of course, St. Paul, how he dealt with it in Athens. So it worked out pretty good. And then today I talk on natural law and life sciences in the afternoon. So we're doing pretty good up here. And then I have an attorney and somebody from the state legislature talking about these issues. So we'll see how it all goes, because there's great concern about what do pastors do with marriage licenses, mm-hmm. with same-sex marriages, and now they're going to, in South Dakota, and like in Tennessee, it's partner one and partner two. It's no longer man and woman or husband and wife. So these marriage licenses are going to be changed, and now should a pastor, should he sign a marriage license that doesn't say, I married a man and a woman, but I married partner one and partner two.
Hmm.
Same thing with the birth certificate in Tennessee. They've changed it to partner one, partner two, or spouse one, spouse two. So these, pretty good. I think I'd never really thought much about that until it was brought up. And I'm hoping to see what this attorney suggests. But right off the top of the head there, what he said, just chatting with him, is churches need to have sort of a policy statement on this. And don't put it into the bylaws and the Constitution, but a very clear policy statement on marriage. And so that's kind of one of the benefits of coming up here and listening to somebody that is actually involved with the legal side of this. And I hadn't thought much about it, but I'm sure maybe some people that have listened to His Time and certainly at the International Center have thought about it. But I think that will be a challenge for some pastors.
I'm glad you brought this up, and that you're there today, that you're there with a gathering of, you said, about 140 pastors.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It is so important for our pastors to be informed about what's going on in the world around them, and especially in this situation when we're talking about marriage, or as you mentioned, how things with birth certificates, how things are changing in our society, in our government. And so it's important for pastors to be well informed about these things so that they can make wise and faithful decisions when they're faced with decisions about this stuff.
Yeah, one of the older pastors and his wife talked to me about that. They said, and this is not bragging, but they said, boy, you're so far ahead of us on these issues and bringing up these narratives on how to work through some of this regarding the will of God. And I said, well, it's just kind of like I said, all we can do, like what you do on His Time and other places on KFUO and both seminaries and all of our Concordia University systems to help people structure their thinking theologically within this world that is, we say it's changing so fast, but of course it's always been changing. And so I think that whatever we can do, through what you're doing and other radio people are doing there at KFUO and International Center, seminaries and so forth, as I said, to help, do this and mm-hmm. bring these issues up so we can start talking about them, then I think that's really important to do. So I'm hoping that later today when we get into some more of the legal issues, Pastor Fred Hines is going to be talking on the two kingdoms and how that relates to this issue. Because it's, and I know your listeners perhaps may be thinking, they talk about this all the time, there's marriage and gay marriage and transgender, but it really is taking the front stage of a lot of issues. And I think for pastors and that are involved with this. And I don't know what the next synodical convention is going to be saying about this, but I'm hoping that there will be some things coming up, certainly through the Synod, that will help structure our thinking in some of these issues. So that's all going to be kind of important. So that's the initial thrust of what's happening up here at the camp.
It's interesting to see how our society has changed, how we are. We seem to focus in on one particular issue at a time. We in the last year had the issue of same-sex marriage, obviously, with the Supreme Court decision. Now it seems like the main issue is transgender issues, especially. I don't know if you saw any of the Emmys last night. You know, the
no, I did not.
The TV show awards, and you could tell that was a common theme across
really?
The board when it comes to one of the actors. There's a TV series on the very topic, Transparent. And so the lead actor in that, I can't remember his first name, his last name is Tambor. I think it's Michael Tambor. He received an Emmy last night for his performance in that series. And then they made some other reference to, I think, to the academy that college students are involved in. And one of the series, that a program that one of the students wrote who's in the academy that won an award this year was on transgender issues as well. So it seems like it's just the current topic, current issue of the time that seems to be the real hot topic. And do you think that these topics are just always going to be changing, that we're always going to be, you know, something's going to be, well, almost, we're almost sensationalist about it?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. The fluidity of these topics, I mean, right, you know, certainly with the gay marriage now, with the Supreme Court making a ruling, it's everybody's, oh, well, that's kind of how it is. And, you know, that doesn't affect me, but that doesn't make it right either. See, you know, somebody murders somebody and they say, well, what happened up there at Ferguson, you know, that didn't affect me, but that doesn't make it right. That's the issue. So it's kind of an argument from silence when people say that. And I think with this transgender stuff I have been saying, and other ones have, that this issue is really overshadowing now the whole issues of gay marriage. So, you know, when we deal with marriage certificates now, okay, well, we'll deal with that. But there are no laws on the books in the federal, state, or local that deal with this whole issue of transgender, and how are we to deal with this within the context of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in terms of our... I brought this up yesterday because we have, I think, Tom Reese is president of Concordia University up here. And I haven't had a chance to chat with him, and his church relations director, Shelly Schwamm, she's up here, and they said, yeah, they're just starting to talk about some of this stuff because they know it's out there and they know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be alert to it and start thinking theologically in terms of Christian living the life of Christ in this world and be informed, like you're saying, because it is all over the place, and it's not going to go away for, I think, some time. And what will happen next, I have other ideas, but maybe that's for another discussion. But you're right, this is something we need to be informed on.
Well, what else is on the lineup for today?
Well, actually,
at the conference,
the most important, I think one of the more important things is Jerry Brown now is ready to sign, as some people are saying, you know, in February this year, the California passed the physician assisted suicide law. And so Jerry Brown is waiting to sign this bill, AB X2-15, he's not sure he's going to do it, but that is a huge issue. So that moves Washington, Montana, Oregon, and then California into the physician-assisted suicide. And George Soros, who many people perhaps have heard about, he's the one that basically funded this whole thing. So this law will automatically... It will become law if Jerry Brown, after so many days, decides, not to sign it. But it looks like, from all what everybody is saying and what I'm reading in the news and in Time Magazine, it will automatically become law unless Jerry Brown, the governor, vetoes it. So, and I'm not sure how far into that process they are, but. That I think is a huge issue right now in terms of what's going on with you know, carelessness of physician-assisted suicide and believing that this is a courageous thing to do. But that's where people are right now, out in California. And so that's an area that has to be talked about. There is one other area that is, some people may laugh at this one, but there is a person seeking eternal life in a freezer.
Hmm.
Yeah, this goes back to transhumanism, which mm-hmm. we chatted a little bit, but it's she has a very severe brain cancer, and she wants to have her head frozen, which costs $80,000, because she believes that she can be brought back. It's called cephalic isolation, and just to use the technical term, and I know for some of your listeners, they may be thinking, well, that's kind of weird, but people are doing that, and there's some baseball players that have done it, and it's not cryogenics, it's called cryonics, and this whole issue of wanting to live forever, I think we have to take them back to the doctrine of original sin, and have them walk through a cemetery. It's not going to happen, and I think we can be pretty convinced that is not going to happen. This young lady who's suffering from this brain cancer, even if they freeze her head, which seems kind of gross, it's not going to bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work that way. So those are two of the main issues that are happening. There's other things that are going on in Belgium with euthanasia that's being on the increase, and there's more stuff on in vitro fertilization that is ongoing, where people are, some clinics are not doing a very good job at it and causing some women some infections. Hmm. Here in the United States and other things, which, you know, theologically doesn't mean an awful lot to people, but one has to be concerned about what's going on in the assisted reproductive area regarding procreation from Genesis.
And if I recall correctly, I just cut it briefly, but it looks like the House voted to defund Planned Parenthood for a year for an investigation.
Yes, I heard that, but I haven't read anything on that yet. And I know the House did, but what's the Senate going to do? See, that's...
Yeah.
And then, of course, the president will veto any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whole thing with Planned Parenthood, they brought that up to yesterday. And I think, you know, some guys are saying, well, you know, some are, well, should I bring it up, you know, in a Bible class? I said, you know, sure. I said, this deals with everything about what it means to be human in Christ. And not to get into the gory details, but how do we talk about this in the public square for people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and it can be done. We need to focus on the first article here, and and what God in Christ continues to do for us. So I think it has to be continued to be discussed, even though these issues are always ongoing, but they're always in front of us right now.
Well, just about a minute left, Dr. Weiss. Any other topics as we wrap up our time together this morning that you want us to think about or read about this week?
Well, actually, the only thing really is to stay tuned to what's going on over in California with the physician-assisted suicide law, and then to think about that, what that means regarding the Fifth Commandment, especially taking care of other people, like I had to do with my mother and other people are doing about taking care of those people who are hurting, and not to abandon them, but to bear one another's burden. So I think that, to me, brings up again the issue of what it means to be a Christian in Christ, and that is to bear others' burdens and to be with them, ministry presence. That's what I would like to at least leave your listeners with.
Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. God's blessings on your time there at the conference at Lutheran Island Camp and on your presentation as well. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us this morning.
Well, thank you, and God's peace to you and your listeners.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Safe travels. Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. We'll study with Pastor Michael Matil from Grace Lutheran Church in Denison, Texas today. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.